Cindy is one of Uganda's biggest singers. She may sound loud and confident as she rehearses, but after having her account hacked, she started to feel very scared.
At first, I didn't take it seriously. I thought I'd just forgotten my password. So I checked through my information and I tried again and again and again. And then, you know how they send you the email to verify? I noticed it was not my email. I didn't know how to go about it for about 2 months. I couldn't get it. Then finally, I got another hacker to hack into my email and then, you know, got my information back. But it was definitely scary because the person who hacked it could feed us any information they wanted, and at that period of time they did not give the right information to the people. They said the most hateful things, the most embarrassing things, you know?
At the Central Police Station in Kampala City Center, things are busy. The crime rate is high here. Okello Honga is the Deputy Public Liaison Officer for the police. They have handled a lot of cybercrime cases, and he says people are ignorant of the computer misuse law.
They are just as serious as other crimes. Hacking into other people's accounts. A few of people report these cases to police, and some of them don't know that they are actual offenses. For example, when I call you using my mobile phone, abuse you, harass you, intimidate you, some people think yes. They go brag about and say I've abused him. But it contravenes a section of the law, which is cyber harassment under the Computer Misuse Act. There are those who do business, online business. If a hacker intercepted into the communication between Frank in Uganda and Okello in Germany in the transaction of purchase of a car, and information is intercepted and diverted, that's fraud. So in other words, you hack and the information carried in by the hacker is deceitful.
About music production, the Simpan production. Yeah, no.
APAS is another musician. At his recording studio, he pulls out his phone to show me the various platforms he subscribes to. He thinks celebrities are also to blame for not installing more security on their phones. He studied information technology and is happy to say he has never been hacked.
I have a couple of platforms I'm on. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Snapchat. I'm on so many, even the ones that people don't know in Uganda. I'm privileged to have done some IT. I'm very good with passwords. I try to make everything very difficult for anyone to even try anything close to that. But you never know, but I'm pretty careful. I would make sure that if anything has to be changed, they will have to have my phone number to get a message to actually change that. So you have to be very careful and not to even give out your email address, because it's very difficult. You have to have probably a different email address for that particular account other than having the normal email address that everyone knows. So they can put it in and try to figure out what password it is. So if you do not know my email address, how do you start?
But not everyone is that careful. Colonel Shabani Bantariza, a government spokesperson, says that the lawmakers are currently passing more stringent measures to guard against this kind of social media crime and tighten up the current laws.
We have got an entity called Uganda Communications Commission with a law that governs the activity on social media. They are even coming up with more stringent measures because there is an act against computer misuse, right? But act against computer misuse is not good enough, because I think when they made it, it did not provide for using any other devices like phones and so on. Because if you got caught today and you charge me for computer misuse, my phone is not a computer, right? They are working on that one, because you know technology changes every 18 months worldwide, and catching up with it is not very easy.
Desire Luzinda is another Ugandan star singing here. Her nude pictures went viral and spread around the country like wildfire when her Facebook account was hacked. She even lost fans after the episode, like Maureen Kajumba, who had followed Desire's every move until the hacking episode.
I loved everything about her. I loved her clothes, her designs, her figure, her smile, everything about her, and especially her music, because most of her music is actually informative in our social life. But the moment her nudes leaked on social media, in newspapers, those funny, funny stories, I lost hope in her, because she's a parent. She has a child. And as a woman, she needs to respect herself.
The hottest exclusive hot here it comes. Let's go.
Hit After Hit is broadcast live on radio. Calvin is at the controls. He's a renowned television and radio presenter broadcasting his celebrity gossip show. He thinks he knows why these celebrities can sometimes be easy targets.
You find that most of these celebrities do not have social media managers, so they can entrust their colleagues with their phones, and before you know it, private information is leaking from nude pictures which have been making rounds. Of course, it has greatly affected a number of stars, from wannabe celebrities to the already established ones. There are those who even almost commit suicide as a result of the backfire, what happens after your pictures have leaked.
In a conservative society like Uganda, where social conduct is under scrutiny 24/7, waking up to find your nude pictures all over everyone's social media feeds is indeed devastating. This has caused politicians' votes, musicians losing contracts, and socialites despised. Prominent radio and television broadcasters Anita Fabiola, Ann Nakawombe, Sanyo Mweruka, and Bettina have lost their jobs for damaging the image and reputation of their employers after their nudes went viral on social media platforms. For DW, this is Frank Higa in Kampala, Uganda.